You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The 51st International Eucharistic Congress is taking place this week in Cebu, Philippines. The event brings together thousands of people from around the world to worship together and to celebrate the Eucharist. The head of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett, is in Cebu for us and joins us live on the line. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Devon. It's great to be here. I hope I'm coming through loud and clear.
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Well, give us an update. What's been going on this week?
Well, I just heard your news headlines, and I have to say, in the midst of so much horror, it's a joy to be able to say that the theme here in Cebu is hope, and a hope that springs from the Eucharist. But the Eucharist lived is something very concrete, very specific, very personal. I'm standing at this very moment, I wish you could see where I am. I'm standing at the Mass site, on the very stage where in about 24 hours, almost to the moment, because 4 o'clock tomorrow at this time, the closing Mass, the Statio Orbis, will be celebrated of this 51st Eucharistic Congress here in Cebu. They're expecting 1 million people. At the Torchlight Eucharistic procession last night, police are saying there were well over 1 million, so that number could be even higher than expected. They're here because some of them have been participating or following the Eucharistic Congress, which has received an enormous amount of coverage here in the Philippines. A pity that it hasn't had as much coverage elsewhere, mostly because of the quality of the speakers and what they've been talking about, Devon. This morning, the keynote speaker who kind of wrapped up the day's activities here was the Cardinal Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who spoke about the Eucharist and Mary and really talked about the whole theology of suffering. He was extremely well received. And then we've been having testimonies from different people in different walks of life. As I say, putting everything into perspective, and mostly the strongest message to come out of everything is hope. Hope for a better world and a better future.
Well, that's very relevant today's topics. So thank you very much, Sean. And that was Sean Patrick Lovett reporting from Cebu in the Philippines.